Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, welcome everybody to this Monday edition of Psychic View. And I do have a featured caller today, but before I go to my featured caller, I do want to discuss a card of the day. And every week I draw one card as a card of the day. And so I'm laying out my cards right now, and I'm drawing that one card. That card is, it's called the Creator in my deck, and I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And what this talks about is allowing you, mind, body, and spirit, to focus on exactly what it is you want. Now, the hardest thing in the whole world is making a decision on what you want. But once you decide, the doing is easy. And this card called the Creator literally talks about living, breathing, being where you exactly want to be. And sometimes if you look at your environment as though it's the perfect place to start that, to plant the seeds for your own growth, instead of looking at what's not working for you, look at what is working for you as fertile ground to grow what you want. But the Creator concentrates on the life that he wants to live. And then he starts behaving in a manner that life is already a reality for him. So that's your card of the week. Start listening, feeling, being, seeing, thinking where you really want to be. And if it's exactly where you are right now, look at the possibilities that could happen moving forward. So let me get my featured caller here on. Hello, 702. Is this Doug?
Hey, yes, this is Doug.
Oh, great. Well, you're my featured caller today. So what happens is I give you a full spread of cards. So I'm drawing your first five. I know, right? I'm drawing your first five cards right now, and then I'm setting those aside. And then I'm shuffling the whole rest of the deck. So this is when I want you to concentrate on what you'd like to get out of this reading. So I am going to do a full spread of cards for you, but I'm just going to go through them very, very quickly, all right? And I'm going to highlight the most important thing that you need to know, because I believe that the people that are meant to find this program will find this program. I believe the people that are meant to hear what I have to say will find this program. And so thank you so much, Doug, for tuning in. All right, so I'm gathering up the cards right now, and I'm cutting the deck. All right, let's see what the cards want to tell you. Oh, wow. Your biggest benefit right now, and it's not really an action time, although action will happen soon. As I'm turning your cards over, the very first card that you received was a card that's called, it's the Two of Pentacles in traditional tarot, but in my deck it's the power of being in the right place at the right time to learn exactly what you need to do moving forward. And don't get yourself all caught up on the idea that things aren't exactly moving the way you had hoped right now, because it's divine timing working for you here. What it's saying is that the best time to launch what you're looking to do is going to be between October and December of this year. But between now and those times, it's important for you to focus on what seems to happen easily and by coincidence for you. Because your crowning card talks about the angels are guiding you toward life work. And instead of pushing it or making it happen quicker, I want you to allow it to unfold. So don't make it happen, let it happen.
Okay.
Okay? Because what it's saying here is that is that there are going to be elements that will be cast aside or let go of in the path for you to do this. And what's interesting is it's saying more of an autonomous project than a group one, which is interesting because you work really well in groups. But when you look at your own success, when you do it your way, it tends to be more successful. Does that make sense?
That does. That absolutely makes sense.
Okay. So since... Oh, that was my cat. Just knocked over a bunch of stuff. That's funny. Okay. That I was supposed to get...
That's a sign.
Well, what it's saying here is that this is a time of preparation for you, not necessarily action. But really, if you can hold your horses and wait for things to unfold, it will be better than you expect.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So don't push it. Just let it happen. The other thing I want to tell you is that there will be a traditional job offered to you. It may have already been offered, but what it's saying is there is a traditional job being offered to you. What I would like you to do is accept it with a caveat that you're only going to be in it for 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, that might be the perfect foundation for you to leap forward around the end of the year. So what it's saying is that there's some lucky circumstances that start to happen for you between October and December.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you need to do whatever you need to do legally, business-wise, whatever it is, to claim what you're going to do as yours.
Okay.
So if there's any copywriting or trademarking or anything you need to do, it's now is the time to take care of that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so that's the biggest overview that I see in your cards. Do you have any questions?
Well, I did have a gig on Friday, and I just wondered if that was going to lead to anything else.
There's an offer coming.
And is it from them, though?
It's either from them or something because of that. In other words, you can use that as an example of what you're capable of.
Okay.
And if there's anybody to follow up with as a result of that on Friday, I would recommend that you follow up on it.
Yeah, I was gonna send a thank you and everything today. So.
And then say, you know, I'm available for 3 to 6 month assignments.
Okay, cool.
Because if it may not come from them, it may come from somebody that knows you and refers you to somebody else.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, but gotcha. What I'm telling you is your biggest, most powerful thing right now is coincidence. You being in the right place at the right time to make things happen.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Because that's how
all
this
right,
happened.
My friend.
That's how this happened on Friday.
Oh, cool. Well, you got more of that coming. And the more fun you can have with it. So instead of being stubborn about how you think things should go, be flexible to how things will go.
Okay.
All right.
That makes a lot of
sense. Thank you, my friend. Great talking
with
you.
Yeah,
all right, see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Remember me? You know, with my mom, with Dr. Phil and all that, I got your email.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Well, what questions do you have for me today?
Yeah, so, you know, thanks. I'm glad that you sent me an email and you've been of help and everything, and I had to tell you that my brother won $1,600 when he went to Vegas.
That's wonderful. Oh, wow. What
my
a treat.
Mom lost, yeah, my mom lost a couple of $100s, and she fell off a bed the day before.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no, that's
yeah.
not good. Well, what's your question for me today?
Well, I just wanted to know, I had a job I was at a job a long time, and that I got laid off from, and then my job lasted like 5 months, and it wasn't really, you know, I stayed there, but you know, it wasn't a really good, how could we say it? It was, there was a lot of turnover, a lot of negative energy there. And I just wanted to know if my next job will be better than that, and if it's coming up in the summer, if I'll get anything.
Let's see what the cards want to tell you. Actually, yes. Did you hear when I opened the show that the hardest thing to decide is what you want?
Yes.
Okay, because what your cards are saying here is as soon as you decide what you want, you'll get a job that's a little bit more in line with what you'd really like to do. So, if money was not an issue,
mm-hmm.
what would you do to fill up your day?
What you mean, what kind of job?
No. I'm just, what do you do for fun?
I like a lot of things. I like nature. I like the outdoors, sporting events.
Okay.
You know,
so maybe a better job for you to pursue would be a job where you were helping to sell, high-end bicycle equipment, or someplace like REI, or someplace that that had to do with the outdoors and group activities, because it's not just about you being at a job. It's about you aligning yourself with what you love. So that's what I would recommend, is you start looking for a job at one of those kind of places where it has to do with living a life closer to nature and activities that have to do with the outdoors, because that would be a better fit for you, because you really are a team player. You're really a hard worker. And so why not work in something where you're better appreciated? And if they also pay you commission for any kind of tours that you help arrange, that's where you could earn a little bit more money.
Yeah, and I also love cats. I love spending time with my two cats.
Yeah, I do. I like my cats, too. One of my favorite charities is the Poppy Foundation here in Vegas, and they're absolutely wonderful with cats. So, anyway, well, thank you so much for your call, and let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, but you see it happening in the summer or after?
I actually see it happening within the next 6 weeks if you start looking for what you want.
Yeah, I've been looking different avenues, and so far
okay.
No phone calls.
But here's the thing, is that you need to pursue the thing that you most want, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm suggesting that you align yourself, that is, a little bit more with the things that you love and enjoy, as opposed to just getting a job. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
all right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, see ya. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
This is Sandy. How are you?
Hey, Sandy. What's your question today?
I want to know, like the first person, what would serve me best right now?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand your question.
Like, you know, the first person that you talked to.
Yeah, my featured caller, where they got this, like, really big reading because they were my featured caller.
Oh, well, not exactly like it, but, you know, there's parts of it that resonated, you know?
Okay. What area of your life would you like me to pursue with you?
My hobby and my relationship.
Okay, that's two questions. Which one do you want me to focus on?
My relationship, then.
Okay, what it's saying is that the best way to bring a relationship closer to you is concentrate on how smart you are with that person, that this is a relationship built on a intellectual plane, not necessarily a romantic one, that certain things have to be lined up romantically before that happens. This is not a relationship where the first attraction is sex. This is a relationship where the first attraction is how intellectually connected you are. So the more projects you can do with this person, the more even business-minded things that you could do with this person, the better it will be for you. Because what it's saying is that you've almost got yourself into the, why is this person not paying attention to me? Because what I'm getting here is that the reason there was an attraction in the first place is because you were smart enough, or you were on the same spiritual path. And that's how you get back into the attention coming back in your direction. Because this is not someone that's into sending flowers or thinking about you texts. This is not that guy, all right? What I'm getting is that this is somebody that the more cerebral the relationship, the more it connects. So I hope that helps.
Okay, and that will lead into more romantic.
The only way this person feels safe romantically is if the intellectual connection is there first. So, I mean, I could even say it this way. The ducks have to be lined up in a certain way before he's going to get it up. And I know that that's sort of vulgar the way I said that, but this is not a guy that lets down his guard until he knows that the woman that he's involved with is smart enough for him. So all of that has to be in place first. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, you know, it's kind of like this. He was able to get it up for another lady that was not anything.
But here's the thing, is there is some weird mistrust going on between the two of you. There's something going on where you're trying to get him to prove something to you. And he can't, excuse my French, or excuse the way I'm phrasing this, he can't rise to that challenge.
Yeah.
So the more you make it difficult for him, gotta keep going into the more you make it hard for him, the less it's going to be hard. I know. He's looking at this as though you've laid down this gauntlet of tests, and he doesn't want to put the mental energy toward passing those tests just to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, if he got it up for somebody else, it was because it was just a need and a place to put it. But what I'm getting here is that you've got to get past the critical side of this and into why the two of you were together in the first place for this relationship to survive. And you can't make sex the pressure point of it.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 323 area code. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? I can't hear you at all. So I don't know if you're on speaker. I don't know if you don't have your mouth to the voice box, but I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me?
You are sounding so, so far away. So are you calling from a cell phone?
No, it's on my regular phone. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. All right, you're going to have to speak up for me because I can barely hear you. What's your question?
Just on relationships, yeah.
Okay, so you're asking about relationship. All right, let me see what the cards want to tell you. Hold on.
Thank you.
All right. The biggest way for this relationship to go in the right direction is that you need to treat him like he's your absolute best friend. You cannot, at this point, put any expectations on him. Instead, what I want you to do is create fun adventures for the two of you to do together, whatever that is. It could be a hiking thing, or it could be a new movie that's coming out. It could be a wine tasting. It could be anything that you learn together, like, I don't know, making salted caramel candies, whatever it is. What it's saying is that this person is looking at you as though, could I be this person's rest of my life companion? But what this is saying is that you need to be very, very honest about what is fun for you, what a relationship looks like, without saying those hard words, we need to talk. So what I want you to do is I want you to start suggesting things that the two of you can do together that you know you both might like. Then the relationship has an opportunity to go in a direction where the two of you with like-mindedness can move forward without you putting the stress on this of where is this relationship going. Because you're ready to commit 100% and he's not.
Yeah,
and the reason he's not is because he doesn't know you well enough yet, and you keep thinking, well, I'm going to give him the best of him once I'm going to give him the best of me once he commits. No, that's not how it works. You need to show him exactly what it's going to be like with you on a day-to-day basis without you putting that vibration of where's this relationship going? Because nothing kills a relationship quicker is when a woman gets into the vibe of, is this the guy I'm going to marry? All right, my friend.
Thanks so much for calling.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from... All right, got somebody here from the 951 area code. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sandy.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. What's your first name?
Sandy.
Sandy. Okay, what's your question for me?
So my question is this. I've been friends with a gentleman for a little over 2 years now. And
right.
We were at a party on last Saturday.
Yeah.
And we had a really good time, yada yada, when he finally kissed me. And it was really nice, and it was really whatever, and we made out or whatever. But I still am not sure, really, like, if I should even be thinking about anything as far as...
Okay. Did you hear my last caller?
Yes.
Nothing kills a relationship quicker than a woman going into the, is he the one
right vibe?
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, is that you had a moment there. You
mm-hmm.
need to treat it like it wasn't any big deal. Okay? As
okay.
soon as you can be casual about it, he'll start coming around a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you can't push it. Do not
mm-hmm.
in any way at all push
mm-hmm.
this. Because
yeah, I haven't.
Oh, good. I'm so proud of you. I am.
Yeah.
I'm hugging you over the phone right now. I am so proud of you, okay? Because what it says here is that you're still supposed to keep your options open with other guys,
mm-hmm.
but without sort of beating him over the head with it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you need to wait for him to take another step forward. Do not yourself take a step forward. So when because I know you really want this guy. I know you want this guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
it's saying, though, is you need to just let it evolve. Do not even bring it up. Don't even tell him he's a good
right.
kisser.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't do it, because as tempting as it is, I mean, seriously, all you want to do right now is go, oh, my God, I made progress. Yes, you did.
Right.
Okay. But you now need to you need to treat it very casual, like that sort of thing happens to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you just take on that vibe, what this is saying is you're going to hear from him within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
And you don't even bring it up. Now, if he brings it up, say, oh, yeah, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very casually.
Mm-hmm.
Very casually. Or
yeah,
that was a long time ago. You might have to remind me again.
Right.
So the lighter you are about this, the better it will be for you in the long run. All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in. I can't wait to hear the update.
Okay. All right.
See you later. Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. I'll get 770 on there. Hello, 770. Who's this?
This is Sandy again. I'm listening now.
Okay, well, let me put you back on. Hold on. All right, and let me get you. 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
I'm listening to the show.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Hold on. All right. I've got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Samantha.
Okay, so what's new since we last talked?
Well, we last talked about the hotel job. I didn't get that one, but I have a part-time job at a retail place, which
okay.
I don't like. So this morning I went on another job interview. I'm working at the retail place, but I went on an interview today at
yeah.
a school. And
yeah.
Wednesday I have another interview at a children's home. So I'm wondering if you see either job I went to today.
Well,
or
you know, as I recall, your background, you are really good at working with kids, as I
yes.
recall. So I think that that one is going to be a phenomenal, I mean, you're going to get the job offer. It is not the job that you're going to stay at forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they're going to offer that job to you. And I think what's going to happen is that you're going to find something along the way because you're already employed. So one of the things that I know for sure is that you're worth more money when you're working than if you're not working, okay? And what your cards are saying here is that there is change coming because you've earned it, and that by working the political environment around you, you end up drawing to you a much better opportunity. So
yeah.
here's the thing, is when the child care or the child center opens or the child center offers you the job, because according to your cards, you are going to get the job offer. What I want you to do is throw yourself in it for about 4 months. Do a great job for about 4 months, but keep your peepers open for the next job that can happen as a result of you having this job.
Oh, of course, definitely.
Okay. But what it's saying here is that this next job that's coming to you is a little bit more money, which means you can survive better, all right? And it gives you the foundation to be able to get a job besides that that pays you more.
Oh, wow.
All right, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
All right, let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. Yeah. All right, got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pat. Sorry.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I have way too many questions. Do you ever just pull a card and give a reading?
Well, you know, that's really open-ended, and that's probably part of the reason why people book a session with me. So
okay.
what I do on this program is I just address a specific question, and you can't ask what do the cards hold for me. You can't ask what the future holds for me. But you can ask me about love, career, spiritual growth. So which would you like me to pursue for you?
Can I ask you about a physical condition?
Sure. Now, my advice doesn't take the place of a physician, but I'll see what the cards say about that. Go ahead and ask your question.
I understand. I'm wondering if I'm just having usual problems with my hip of walking more in the summer with my dog, or if this is heading towards, you know, needing things like hip replacements. I'm concerned because I'm basically at 61, just starting my life. And I just want to go full steam ahead. And I'm just wondering what's going on with the hip.
Part of what's going on with the hip is that, yes, you're feeling a bit of pain because you haven't been really using your body to its full potential. So one of the things that I would really highly recommend for you is I don't see surgery in your cards. What I do see is you taking it a little bit more slowly on getting your body back into shape, because you're in your mind you're still 22.
Yes.
But your body is like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. So my recommendation would be for you to get into some water exercises where you do guided water exercises at one of the gyms. I mean, invest the money in this. Because
mm-hmm.
not only will it help you get in better shape physically, but what I'm also seeing here is it helps to take away your lonesomeness. You
takes
have,
away what?
Takes away your lonesomeness. that by you having an activity you go to every other day, no matter what, with a bunch of other ladies that are looking to do the same thing, you actually start developing some new friends. So this new reinvented side of you gets to move forward. I'm also seeing here you have a very, very strong connection with crap that's happened in the past. So what your cards say is that nobody can hold a grudge like you can. So in an effort to allow you to live a way more vibrant life, then what I would recommend is that you take out a sheet of paper, you write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the bastard did. And I want you to do this for every single person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. You're going to write down their name and then what they did, just like a one-sentence thing. For every single person that's ever done anything to hurt you goes on this list. And at the bottom of the list, you're going to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Do I need to repeat that?
No. I have to tell you, I literally was at the peak of this week and saying, what do I do to stop this?
Okay, so you're going to write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the person did. For every single person that's ever done anything against you, you're going to write that down. And then you're going to write at the bottom of that sheet, and you can use more than one sheet of paper if you need to. Okay, so you're going to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Then you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple the papers up, and you're going to safely burn it. Okay?
And then crumple, burn.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to do that as soon as we hang up. And then
I said, oh my goodness, this is going to take 3 years to write down all my grudges.
Well, okay. That's part of the reason I'm asking you to do this, because your mind is preset to things not going the way you want them to.
Okay. Please tell me again, the paper slipping. I release
these past events.
Okay.
For my new beginning.
Okay.
Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn the sucker. Okay? And then one more thing. After you do that, every morning when you wake up, I want you to face east. I want you to open your arms wide above your head. And I want you to say, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive.
Okay.
Every morning. Okay? Because what I'm seeing here is that you have an incredibly strong mind-body connection, and your mind is preset to things not going your way. And what I'm trying to do is get you to be open to the idea that blessings are always falling on you, and you just need to be open to receive them.
This is just invaluable what you're saying, and you're absolutely right on. Thank you. I will do this,
friend.
I promise you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again sometime down the road.
I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. So a little explanation of what's happened with my program. Apparently, Blog Talk Radio had taken my program offline live streaming because I was paying a more modest amount of money to actually do this program. So now I'm actually in one of the higher packages to allow me to live stream again. So I'm happy to see that many of my callers have returned to my program, and I'm going to be here every Monday live at 9 a.m., with the exception of Memorial Day Monday, which I will be taking that day off. But every other Monday moving forward, as long as it's not a holiday, I will be here live. And tell your friends about me. Follow the program. Download my app. Now, I have to tell you, my app is very cool. It's a way of asking questions on your phone. It's called Dice Wisdom, and it has its own website, dicewisdom.com. You can also look it up on your Android or iPhone and just download it. It's a modest $1.99 for as many questions you could possibly think of to ask. Also, I do personal sessions here in Las Vegas, so either you can see me in person by appointment, or you can call and schedule an appointment with me by phone or just email me, mona@mysticmona.com. It's been great talking with you guys. I will be back live next Monday, and I'll look forward to talking to you then.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.